The Madison Dean for America fundraiser at the Cardinal Bar was one of dozens that took place across the country last weekend. It was timed to coincide with the anniversary of the enactment of the nation's first civil unions bill, signed by Governor Dean 3 years ago. The bill guarantees gay and lesbian couples in Vermont the same rights as married couples. While the candidate himself didn't show up at the event, three lesbian couples who went to Vermont to get civil union certificates did. Other Dean supporters there cited his support for gay rights as a courageous move. Madison social worker Karen Stevenson says after watching the Dean video, she's impressed.
The issues that he enumerated as important to him are the very ones that are important to me. Health insurance, this tax cut. We don't need a tax cut. We don't need a couple hundred dollars to spend on more consumer goods. We need better basic services in our country for everybody. I support that wholeheartedly, and I liked hearing somebody who wasn't afraid to say so.
Dean has said he'll push for some version of universal health care and would use part of President Bush's tax cut to fund it. A UW Dean for America student group is also getting geared up for the 2004 campaign. Students Shira Rosa and Aaron Rosenthal have already printed up Dean t-shirts. Rosa says she thinks Dean's positions on all the issues will resonate with students.
Universal health care, civil unions bill. His opposition to the war is big with students, I know, especially in Madison. He's just extremely inspiring as a candidate, more so than any others, I think.
The Wisconsin Committee for Dean has launched an email campaign to try to convince the candidate to come to the state Democratic convention in June to court support from party activists. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.